Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy. On Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally. Discover what the world has to say. And how do you do that? By logging on to blogtalkradio.com. To hear the archive shows, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any date to hear the shows. Oh, love is in the air. The entire month of February is for the love of the authentic you. For the love of the big cat today. And tomorrow, for the love of being an entrepreneur. And of course, on Friday, the Valentine's show. Love is everywhere. Shakespeare said that we're all actors and actresses, and the world is a stage. What hat are you wearing today? Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. And today's thought for the day? Faith is the key to fit the door of hope. But there is no power anywhere like love for turning it. The love of sports, extreme sports. For the love of animals. We could go on and on and on and on. The calling number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And you can write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on the websites, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and SimplyAgeless.net. Click on all of the buttons. And don't forget the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. Imagine James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. It's an original. Now, on the video, it is 17 minutes long, so that you could feel the essence, you could feel the energy that we extend on the stage. Roger Plummer and I just resonate. The world could come to the end, and we're performing, we'll never know. We are passionate about our show. Our bags are packed. We would love to entertain you. And of course, rates are individually assessed. And remember now, I am a speaker locally, nationally, and internationally. And my uniqueness is that I custom design your show, your way. What do you want me to address? It shall be my pleasure. Now, before we go into the show today, which you're going to love, the Cinderella story. It's about love from Russia. Not Sochi, but a remote province in Russia. But before we do that, I was so sad to hear Jackie Robinson West players and coaches waved to supporters when they won the United States World Series championship. However, yeah, they had to give it back. Little League meets over issues months after saying, J.R. West within rules. Little League international officials met Tuesday to discuss whether the Jackie Robinson West All-Stars violated league rules by recruiting ringers from outside the team's boundaries. We are in the final stages of reviewing all information relating to the concerns raised in Illinois District 4. Our charter committee will be meeting to discuss possible resolutions. A final decision will be made shortly. The national organization did not respond to inquiries Tuesday about what consequences the team would face if they were found to have violated the rules or whether the all-black team could be stripped of its championship. And it had to do with residency requirements. Well, it was on the air today. They had to give it back. The Southside squad became the first Chicago team to make an appearance in the championship in 31 years. It also was the first all-African-American team to win the U.S. title. But they broke the rules. How do you make it better? Now, the powers to be, the guys that were running this, come on, they had to know. One possible explanation for the varying addresses of teen members, split families and divorce, children with parents who live apart to get to choose which league they play in, so long as one parent's home is within the league's boundaries. Players also may be grandfathered into the league if they initially lived within the league's boundaries. They had to give back the title. So Mary Mitchell, I get much of my information from Chicago Sun-Times, and you could log on chicagosuntimes.com. And she said, the kids will always be city's champs. There's a big difference between breaking the rules and cheating. But stories about the controversy involving Jackie Robinson West Little League distort that difference by casting these black families in the worst possible light. Indeed, the issue was whether the JRW West Little League team violated the rules when it changed its boundaries. Allegedly, the boundaries were secretly changed to create a super team that included players from the south suburbs and without the approval of Rosemore and Roseland League presidents. So she says in closing, so if Little League World Series officials decide that a violation of residency rules should result being stripped of the title, it would sting. But JRW, hey, you'll always be our little champs. What were the guys thinking? What on earth? And of course, it's kind of warmish in Chicago now, and Rahm plows through Burke's no screaming, and they're still fighting. Politics in Chicago, vote often and early. And I have to tell you, I was so sad to read about the gal who has been, her life was taken in ISIS. How come we're letting them get away with it? Come on, America. Come on, Obama. What are you doing? What are you doing? And then here, a suburban terror suspects a flight risk. Sherwood Park woman accused of raising money to send to ISIS fighter in Syria. What is she doing here? Get out of here. Get out of here. She was in court Wednesday wearing a black hijab, orange prison garb, and shackled at the feet was less cheery than she's been the previous day when she looked at relatives in the gallery and motioned for them to keep their chins up, giving them two thumbs up and mouthing the word strong. How dare you? What are you doing here? Now, she was accused of financially aiding ISIS terrorists. And she will be escorted to Missouri where the case will be heard and will not be freed to get there on her own. She is a natural-born U.S. citizen, mother of four, who immigrated from Bosnia, wiped her eyes. Huh. Her defense attorney, Andrea Gambino, had claimed her client would not flee because she was anchored to the community through her four daughters and husband and wanted to clear her name in St. Louis. Cole also noted that a house that she was building in Bosnia contributed to his decision. It perhaps infers fairly an intent to return. What are you doing here? Why don't you just go back? All of you, you're cowards. You're non-entities as far as I'm concerned. Oh yeah, come to America. Live the good life and then teach your kids how to kill us. Why don't you come here and learn how to live a quality of life that eludes many in the world? You can't do that. You're all cowards. Just all cowards. And the Arizona woman, Kayla Mueller, 26-year-old American woman held by Islamic State militants, has been confirmed dead. Mueller's family received a private message from her captors over the weekend that was authenticated by the U.S. Barack said no matter how long it takes, the U.S. will find and bring to justice the terrorists who are responsible for Kayla's captivity and death. And can your voice be heard? 347-637-3789. Do you feel the love in the world? You do? I don't. And in Salt Lake City, a Mormon blogger was excommunicated. A Mormon man who gained notoriety over the past decade for running a website that offers doubting Latter-day Saints a forum to chat has been kicked out of the religion. Yeah, I know a couple of Mormons. Mm-hmm. Just let it go at that. Now, okay, let's go to New York. What do you think? Does Brian Williams deserve a second chance? He's been suspended for 6 months with no pay. And he was the nightly news anchor and managing editor. And he was suspended for misleading the public about his experiences covering the Iraq war. Perhaps his imagination got away with him. I don't know. What do you think? Call in 347-637-3789. Now, NBC Chief Executive Steve Burke said, Williams' actions were inexcusable and jeopardized the trust he has built up with viewers during his decade as the network's lead anchor. But he said he deserved a second chance. What do you think? His actions, according to Burke, are inexcusable. His suspension is severe and inappropriate. And he said that he deserved a second chance and we're rooting for him. Brian has shared his deep remorse with the president and he's committed to winning back everyone's trust. What did he gain by exaggerating the story? What was he thinking? And while we're on New York, I just know that you have to know this. Hundreds of jail guards called in sick during snow. New York City's jails commissioner, Ponte, said it's disappointing. Hundreds of guards called in sick during a snowstorm last month. Union boss Norman Seabrook denied any labor action. He said many female officers had to stay home with their children. Oh, let's go to Juicy France. Now remember, love is in the air. Love isn't love till you give it away. Love isn't love, wasn't put here to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. Now this is in France. Disgrace. Former International Monetary Fund boss Dominique Strauss-Kahn told a French court Tuesday he was unaware that women who participated in orgies at luxury hotels in Paris and Washington were prostitutes. The 65-year-old and 13 co-defendants are on trial, accused of aggravating pimping in connection with a sex ring. Oh, come on. Will you please get a life? And then in Illinois, reader's feedback, this is from a guy in Elgin. I think we're all going to be speechless with Governor Rauner. So this guy from Elgin says, come on. Rauner doesn't care about the little people. He has demonstrated his anti-union stance by challenging the ability of unions to collect dues. This is obviously illegal, and it threatens the viability of unions by attempting to allow anyone enjoying the benefits of belonging to a union a way to opt out of paying for those benefits. Now Rauner has stated his opposition to raising the minimum wage in unions. The image he portrayed during the election of being concerned about the average voter was a smokescreen. I told you it's like a love affair. They'll say anything, they'll do anything to get what they want, and then the emotional and verbal abuse. His true beliefs are apparent. Blame the unions and forget about helping the little people. Okay, there's a lot more about Brian Williams, but I've had just about enough of them. And then I have to tell you, darlings, Bruce Jenner's Odyssey. If the Olympic hero knows he is a woman long trapped in a masculine body, then so be it, but nothing is bounded by seeming normalcy anymore. Let's see what Rick Thielander has to say on page 76. You know, I was really shocked. But I'll tell you, I don't think anything shocked me anymore, and I'm not going to go into detail because he's not worth it. Bill Cosby. Isn't that interesting? Call in 347-637-3789 and share your love of what is happening in our world today. Oh, dear. Now, I have to agree with Rick. As far as Jenner is concerned, let him do whatever he wants. There are so many. They've got a life to live. Let them live their life. It doesn't matter to me. If this is what he wants, I didn't relate to him before, and I'm not relating to him now. I am pro-choice. But when it comes to Bill Cosby, he is dirty. He is evil. And he's made millions. Now, let's be honest. How many women have come forward? How many women have come forward? And if his wife wants to stick with him, I don't care. It doesn't make any difference to me. And then I read, oh, let's go back to Chicago. The mayor's race, and I caught a glimpse of the TV tape. Each candidate had a couple of seconds to ask a question of his running mate. When it got to Romney, he started to, well, I don't want to take the time away from the people that believe in me. He was cut off. I couldn't believe it. He was stuttering. He didn't know what to do. He was cut off and said, "You are not following the protocol. We asked you to ask a question of any of your running mates." And he was really flustered. You know, sometimes they really get so full of themselves that, get over it. Now, I think you were interested to know that, you know, I'm not a Clinton fan. I've never been a Clinton fan. But here's a Monica note. You know, I've often wondered when people do stuff like this, and what do they tell their kids? Eventually, they're going to get kids, and they're going to mature. They're going to realize, oopsie, but it's too late. She brought shame to the family name. And did you know that during all of that, he denied it? Or allegedly? And there were women out there who wanted to become intimate with him. How sick is that? Now, her affair with ex-President Clinton may still be a hot item in the world of politics, but Monica memorabilia is not. And by the way, what do you say to your grandchild? What do they say to Chelsea? God, they'll do anything for power and money. A Lewinsky lot of memorabilia, which included a black lace bedroom ensemble on the Nate D. Saunders online auction site, failed to meet its reserve price Sunday. There were just two bids, and the highest was $13,750. The stuff apparently wound up in the hands of the ex-wife of a drama teacher with whom Lewinsky had a relationship. No wrath like a woman scorned. And then I need a little help on this. There's this one woman, I don't know, she and her husband are spending time in jail because they defrauded people of so much money. I walked past the magazine rack the other day, and there she was, in the height of glory, saying, "I'm going to be rich. When I come back, I'm going to be rich." How do you explain this to your children? 347-637-3789. Huh. It's going to be an interesting, well, you see, I'm Chicago bred and born, but, hey, can't I sneak into Chicago and use a different address and vote Chicago way? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Block Talk Radio, and love is in the air. You know what Vincent van Gogh said? Love many things, for therein lies the true strength, and whosoever loves much performs much and can accomplish much. And what is done in love is done well. And from the science of mind, a thought of love is always healing. Hey, all of yous, that's Chicago language, we got some work to do. The abusers, physical, the abusers of human beings and animals. You see, I want that abuser to get the same treatment. I saw a photo not too long ago about this gorgeous dog with a big heavy leather collar on and a heavy chain, just shivering in the cold. Ah, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. I want to get that owner. Strip he or she naked. Take that collar, put it around their neck, chain them to the doghouse. Yes, I know all of you do-gooders out there. Well, they must have had a poor child. You know, I'm so sick and tired of hearing that. It's evil. It's satanical. And until they experience what they have visited on human beings and animals, it will continue. Huh, February, the month of love. Through faith, every desire can be realized, and every object in view can be accomplished. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Whatever they desire, the object of that desire arises from the power of their own thoughts. They have it and are happy. Form comes from one substance made manifest through vibration. Thoughts are not just things, they're the creator of things. You aren't what you think you are what you think. What you think about comes about. Life responds to your outlook. And the month of February is love. Always perform your duty efficiently and without attachment to the results. Because by doing work without attachment, one attains the Supreme. It's necessary that we release all thoughts as well as things that clutter up our lives. Did you clean your garage? Did you clean your house? Sidebar. I'm still working on my studio room. I need a room twice the size. But I found that when I was discarding papers and news articles that I couldn't live without, and I started to get rid of all of this clutter, my brain became free and clear, and I started to get some incredible images on my mind. I could see it in my mind's eye. Imagination creates reality. And if this premise is true, that imagination fulfills itself, then what your life becomes, I told you. How many times do I have to tell you? Every morning you wake up to a blank canvas. It's up to you to create your life. Or do you live your life according to the gospel of other people? What happened to the love of the authentic you? Love many things, for therein lies the true strength. And whosoever loves much performs much and can accomplish much. And what is done in love is done well. That's Vincent van Gogh. And let it be to you according to your faith. Time, nature, necessity, accidents, elements, energy, intelligence. None of these is first cause. They are the effects whose only purpose is to help the self rise above pleasure and pain. If the formless did not take form, spirit would never arrive at self-realization. Be with me here. Do you know how remarkable you are? You do know that you are simply special because you're the only you on the planet. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. And there's no one newer than you, Dr. Seuss. Now, here's a fact. Remember now, February is for love universal. Out of approximately 250 million sperm cells, you are the one that is here. So let's be clear. No one is like you. You are remarkable. To go further, you are created out of the same substance that created and maintains the heavens and earth and all in between. And being created out of that substance, you have the same attributes as the divine substance. You are unique expression of God. You are remarkable. Yeah, but I know none of you really have a good feeling about you. But you have the power to change the conditions of your life, because you are imbued with the same power and intelligence that created life. Do you get it? I don't think you have faith in yourself. Have you uncovered the authentic you? Do you know that there's a universe out there that wants to support you in fulfilling your life? But you have to be clear on what you want to experience, then go for it. Not being attached to the outcome, but enjoying the journey. Have faith in people around you and in the world at large. Let's be clear, you are here on purpose, for a purpose. No need in trying to figure out that purpose. Just accept it. Go into meditation. It's simply, really, Your purpose is to create from a place of love. Your purpose is to live life to the fullest. Your purpose is to be the best you possibly can be, no matter what. You are remarkable. Got a call yesterday from one of my associates. I haven't heard from him in a while. Just wanted him to know that tomorrow from 12 to 12:30, NATO Summit, Notable Authors Together Optimize. And in memoriam, Lee Puttrick. Brilliant, brilliant lady. Smart as a tack. Loved life. It was a joy to work with. She is the grand dame of home-based businesses. And he called, and when he called, I went, oh, wow, that's a sure sign. And he said, oh, Kathy, I just have to call. I have to tell you. And he told me the good news. It was so powerful. I said, stop right there. Be careful who you share this with. Because there are dream stealers out there that don't love that you are a heartbeat away from fulfilling one of your dreams. He's a book writer. It was magnificent. And you know you are remarkable. But if you're so remarkable and you have something that you really want to share it with me. You know how to reach me. Or you could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717, and I will walk alongside of you if it's for the good of mankind. Time, nature, necessity, accidents, elements, energies, intelligence. None of these is first cause. They are effects whose only purpose is to help the self rise above pleasure and pain. I was a control freak. The operative word here is was. When I was introduced to the power of the mind and choices that I make in my life, it changed my life. Now I put it out there, write it down, do what I have to do to participate in creating a better world. I start with my life first. My family, and then I put it out in the world. And then I release it. I release it because I go back to the love affair. When it's right, it just is, and you get the phone call. Now, because I didn't share it with the whole world, if it works, I can. But if it doesn't, I don't have to come up with any excuses. How beautiful is that? Just let it be. Nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. Thought should tend more and more toward an affirmative attitude of mind that is positive, stable, and above all else toward a real unity with spirit that is already complete and perfect. I know that none of you do this, but I and some of your friends, well, we can sometimes get stressed out because we just can't accept certain things in our lives. Well, you created them. Why can't you accept them? Oh, the relationship didn't work out. The perfect job just released us. Whatever the situation, we just cannot and will not accept that this is happening. We hang on to the idea that things should be different, and as a result, we suffer. But here's the thing. Your life is perfect just the way it is. And once you let go and accept this truth, you come to realize that the relationship that is over did not allow you to express our love from a deeper level. And that the perfect job did not provide the space for you to use your gifts and talents in great ways. They're blessings. They are absolute blessings. Let it go. When we let it be, we find that the flow of life is perfect just the way it is. Well, it can be challenging to surrender to the all good of life when we are attached to our past experiences of hurt and pain. Let it go. But let go. We must, if we are to tend more and more toward a real unity with spirit that is already complete and perfect, let it go. Let it be. Oh, and in temptations, I'm telling you the natural facts for what it's worth. Yeah. Listen to me out there, all of you in the world hearing me. You make your own heaven and hell right here on earth by your choices. No one is holding a gun to you. It's your choice. Grow up. Live in the now. Be part of the 2015, the year to feel the energy to release your love. Heaven is lost merely for the lack of a perception of harmony. Hell is the phantom abode of our morbid imaginations. Heaven and hell are states of consciousness. Oh, unfortunately, including me, many of us grew up with some interesting beliefs that we inherited from well-meaning adults in our life. And some of us have carried these beliefs into our own adult lives. But who's to say that these beliefs are true? They no longer work. And there's a little story about the person who wrote this article. Grew up knowing that everything I did was wrong. I was going to go to hell. To assure that I would go to heaven, well, I had to be a good little boy and do what I was told, even if what I was told went against the natural state of my being. And we're all experiencing it right now. Here's an example. When we are attached to a certain outcome that doesn't happen, oh, we get upset and frustrated, feeling like we're in hell. Conversely, when we are in bliss, writing, singing, hiking, being in friends with family, life is good, and we feel like we're in heaven. And these times, heaven truly is at hand. Who says you can't be great? Who says you can't sing, write, or paint? Who says you can't be healthy, abundant, and successful? Create your own heaven on earth. You can't simply because you say so. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Click on, log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, February 10th. Love the authentic you. Love the world. I was in Africa. And that's coming up. You're just going to love it. I loved the animals who even wanted to eat us alive. They don't know any other way. In the pouching. Oh. If there is to be love in this world, it has to begin with each one of you. And then you spread it, and you spread it. Now, when you listen to any of my shows that are archived, be sure and click on the link and email it to your database. And then suggest to them for them to email it to their database. And so on, and so on, and so on. And within minutes, we have circled the world. Hello, world. I've been missing you. And I look forward to being on the world stage. And I finally realized what my purpose was. And I'm excited. And age has nothing to do with it. Live with Kathy. Sponsor-driven. The consortium. I really think of them as my partners. Do you want to be part of it? There are three ways that you could join me. Call me at 847-882-8717 or email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. and let's see if we resonate. There's a small fee, of course there is. But I give back in so many other ways. I don't know. I don't think you're ready. You're scared to death. You feel inadequate. I'm so tired of spineless people. Jeez, get a life. I don't know what your product and service is, but as our population age, the need grows and grows and grows. And the need for my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, unbelievable. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the fountain of youth. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. You see, we've got muscles in our face. Our tongue is a muscle. You have to exercise it. Otherwise, you're going to start talking like this. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your identity, your signature. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Life with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on www.impact-net.org. They're having a big brouhaha in Las Vegas, February 22nd through the 25th. The Titanics of Impact and Ironworker are coming together to create a better world. Did you know that ironworking offers a full spectrum in career development to earn while you learn? Now, my mission is purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers, and I want you, to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of ironworkers or hidden talents. Nothing would be standing without them. To pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Art, you have a choice. College or the Dom Perignon of trades. Both take 4 years. Yeah, you have to qualify to be an apprentice for 4 years. You log on ironworkers.org. And then you get to call me and I will send you the CD. Ironworkers, what a noble profession. Love changes everything. Love is in the air. Love is everywhere. Love who you are and where are you going. Love LobsterGram.com. Valentine's Day the 12th. Birthdays, anniversaries, you name it. And don't forget the veterans. Why not send something so unique that will stand out and be enjoyed on this special occasion? Send a mouth-watering gift, succulent lobster tails, live lobsters, lobster tails, pork tender steaks, appetizers, desserts, any combination you could think of. Oh, we had the filet mignons the other night and their lava cakes, bon appetit. I am so spoiled. And their soup, They're crab cakes. You name it. Now, if you've got to get the catalog, so you could design your own lobstergram. So log on to lobstergram.com or call 800-548-3562. And you want to know what? Mention my name, Kathy, and you'll receive a 10% discount on your order. Lobstergram.com, 800-548-3562. Love changes everything. Worked out yesterday. Stair climber. You see, I don't have to compete. Well, I never did compete. I only participated in a lot of the stair climbs to raise money for the thing. I don't compete with anyone. It's just me. And I don't think I'm slowing down. In fact, I told you I had my hole in one. 50 flights, 9 minutes and 9 seconds. And I work out at the Hoffman Estates Park District. Rika Kauf is the director of the 50 Plus Consortium, Extraordinaire. Log on, heparks.org. And then, for your financial aspects of life, you could contact Greg McIntyre, RCPA, ahtax@ameritech.net. Looks do matter. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's an e-book, 80 pages long. You will love it, love it, love it. Thank you, sponsors. We are partners, aren't we? Now the PSAs. Contributing authors and the book choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. We're getting a series on abuse in later life. We're getting scams. We're getting all kinds of people. Oh, go out and earn your own money. Leave us alone. Listen, these con and scam artists are pros at what they do. Hang up. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. Thank you, ARP. 800-646-2283. Domestic abuse? Come on, it's violence. That's what it is. It's a crime. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline is 877-863-6338. And national, it's 800-799-7233. Let your voice be heard. The PSAs have been brought to you by people, the contributing authors, Chuck Brazelton, providing insurance and financial services. Rhea Schmidt, who am I and where am I going? Kathy Watson, through the years, your greatest freedom. In memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Patrick, and Bev Gosset. And tomorrow, you will hear Lee Patrick. She was brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And today's love topic. I love cats, all species of cats. But there is an endangered animal that needs to claw its way back from the brink. We had our Beauregard. Oh, I'm just looking at his photo right now. He was close to 20 when his internal organs started to fail. What a bossy cat! But we didn't mind, because he was so entertaining and such a baby. Now, this is a Cinderella story. In Russia's Far East, an orphaned female tiger is the test case in an experimental effort to save one of the most endangered animals on Earth. In a Russian remote province, on a frigid afternoon in February 2012, a pair of hunters were halted by an unusual sight. A four-month-old Amur, A-M-U-R, tiger cub, Oh, lying on her side in a drift of snow. You know, a typical Amur, hearing the sound of human steps, will either roar in attempt to scare off the interlopers or melt away entirely. Oh, this cat was different. Her eyes glazed and distant. Her breathing was shallow. The hunters tossed a blanket over her head and carted her into a nearby town, to the home of Andre, a local wildlife inspector. Andre took one look and immediately recognized the severity of the situation. She was given a steady diet of meat, eggs, and warm milk. And I'm looking at her photos now. She was given Solushka, S-O-L-U-S-H-K-A, Cinderella in English. She clearly not eaten in days. And the tip of her tail was black with frostbite. So Andre made an enclosure for her in his wood line banya, or steam bath, for the love of animals. After a few days, her vitals had stabilized. After 2 weeks, she was back up on all four paws, pacing restlessly. Oh, heartened, Andre reached out to Dale, an American scientist based in Primorsky, and asked him to come at once. My first thought was that the mother had probably been poached, and that the poachers couldn't find or had no use for the cubs. Mothers are a lot more vulnerable to poaching than other tigers because they'll try to stand their ground. A mother doesn't want to abandon her cubs, and she might not have time to get them together to escape, so she ends up getting shot. You know what I want to do to the poachers, don't you? Use your imagination. Among tiger specialists, a close-knit group, Miguel, the director of the Russian program of the Wildlife Conservation Society, an American nonprofit, is a gruff presence, an action man, not a classroom man, who by his own admission is much better suited to work, field work, than to interpersonal politics. There are only a few scientists alive with his skill for tracking and catching live tigers. And when a big cat is found anywhere in Russia's Far East, Miguel and his team are usually the first summoned to lend a hand. So he arrived at Andre's house shortly after life, along with Sasha, a colleague. And Andre showed them into the steam room. And of course, Cinderella began to smile. Oh, to snarl. I'm smiling because she probably said, "Get out of here. You're invading my space. Adolescent tigers, despite their relatively small stature, Cinderella was about the size of a golden retriever. Hey, they could be dangerous animals with sharp claws and teeth and a frightening growl that almost like an adult's. It can really shock you back. But he used a stick to distract her. Wow. Someone jabbed her with a dart, a little tranquilizer. Once she collapsed, they lifted her out of her enclosure and placed her on a nearby table. Oh, they amputated the tip of her nail. Well, anyway, months later, she was back in the plains where she belonged. Listen to Live with Kathy for the love of big cats. Tune in tomorrow from 12 to 12:30. The love of being an entrepreneur. Au revoir.